morning, not only for this service, for your Sunday school hour, and for the ones on our prayer list. I know there have been a lot of prayers been offered up this morning, and we just want to thank you. And it'd be a great thing today to see someone come to be saved today. Maybe come to move their membership or come to rededicate themselves to the Lord and just whatever it might be that God is leading you to do. But today will be a great day because this is the day of the Lord. Not just because it's Sunday, but every day is a day of the Lord. And we appreciate Him and thank Him so much today that we might be able to praise the name of Jesus Christ in a place that He has set aside here called Pleasant Hill to bring Him the honor and glory that Jesus Christ deserves, the great Lord and Savior. So we want to thank you here this morning. In Luke chapter 5, verses 12, 13, and 14, this morning, a mighty Savior we'll be talking about this morning. A mighty Savior, and we serve a mighty Savior. He is the powerful Savior, and He has never lost His power. He said, I have all power in heaven and earth. He can forgive sin. He's the only one that can give sin because He died on the cross of Calvary for our sin. He never changes His compassion. He never changes any way whatsoever. He always loved us, always will love us. His compassion to reach out to the helpless and to bring hope to the burning hearts today, not only when He walked on this earth, but throughout the days that you and I live today, and bring comfort. And today, Pleasant Hill, we just thank you that you might not just hear a message from the Lord, but let Jesus Christ minister to your heart and also to your needs by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God today. In Luke chapter 5, 12, 13, and 14, dealing with a man with leprosy. It says, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can makest me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for a cleansing according to Moses' commandment, for a testimony unto them. Let us look to the Lord again in prayer. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the blessing today. Oh, we just feel your presence with us today because of your precious and holy word. You said, two or more is join together, I'll be in thy midst. I thank you, Lord, for that you're here today. Without you, Lord, we would be nothing. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for your promises, the Holy Spirit, and the powerful word of God today. Father, we just give you honor and glory for the far saints of the service, what you're going to do in the hearts of people that's here today. Thank you and praise you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. For several weeks on Wednesday night, we've been bringing some scriptures and also some sermons on Wednesday night about miracles. We thought we'd bring a few on Sunday morning, for this is the third miracle that I've talked about on Sunday morning. So if you don't have anything else to do, come out and be with us on Wednesday night. We'll be talking about miracles again this next Wednesday night. Okay, for Sunday morning, as I said, this is the third Sunday morning that we've been talking about miracles. And we're talking about representative men in the Bible that Jesus Christ healed from different ailments. First one I talked about was a paralyzed man, been paralyzed for 30-something years at a pool of Bethesda, and he could not walk. He could not help himself in the pool. He could not walk. He had no strength. Romans 5 and 6 says, Christ died for the ungodly while we were yet without strength. That represents to every person today. Everybody today that's lost without Jesus Christ is without strength. If you're lost, you're without strength, and that means you have no strength to be godly. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much work you do, you cannot be godly. You're without strength. You never can, never will be godly without Jesus Christ. He said, I died for you when you was without strength that you might be able to be godly. That was the first representative man that was crippled. Then last week I talked about the representative man that was blind. Blind from his birth. Everybody in this world is blind from birth because we have the fallen nature that we inherited from our old man Adam, our great-great-great-grandfather, old Adam. You know, whenever he sinned, he passed on that sin to each one of us, and by our nature, we was born blind towards God. We could not see, but we know that Jesus Christ healed this man as he healed anybody that wants to come to Jesus Christ, but he needed more than light. He needed sight. Jesus Christ gave him light and gave him sight. He began to see, and we know that Jesus Christ healed him. That is representative of all people that's lost and blind and cannot see, as the Bible says. But now this morning, there's another representative man. This man had leprosy. This man had leprosy. Now, leprosy also is a picture of the terrible, terrible disease as no cure. No cure for leprosy. No man cure was ever known. Probably even this day is not known the cure of leprosy. Well, leprosy in the Bible represents sin. And there's no man-made cure for sin. Only Jesus can heal the leprosies of the world today. That is, the people is lost without Jesus Christ. So a paralyzed man, a blind man, and a leprosy. You see, Jesus Christ keeps bringing these parables after parables and these miracles after miracles after miracles to prove that people need to be saved. As I said, he showed me these three representative men. I got another one on my heart that I might bring next Sunday. Jesus keeps telling us about these miracles that it needs to be performed on everybody today. You're crippled, you're blind, and you're full of leprosy, and you need to be healed by Jesus Christ. No man-made cure for all these three men could help. Only Jesus Christ. So today, as we keep seeing these miracles of Jesus Christ to all, Jesus Christ touched him, and he was never the same. I can tell you this day, if Jesus Christ reaches down and touches you, are you without Jesus Christ today? And I tell you, if you are full of leprosy, that ain't mean sin. Jesus Christ will touch you, and you'll never be the same today. The Bible tells us that leprosy is a symbol of a disease, and disease is called sin. All the time you see it in the Bible. Man has no cure, as I said, for leprosy, only Jesus Christ. Well, this sermon about this man that was a leprosy, I tell you, it's a very ugly picture of what sin is really like. But did you know that sin is a very ugly picture in the life of people that do not know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? It's a very, very ugly picture. Leprosy, also, it begins very small. It begins small, and also sin begins a very small thing in our lives sometimes. It's not a big thing, just a small thing. You know, a little flirtation at the office maybe, and then it turns into adultery, and then maybe destroys a marriage and divides homes. Just a little small thing. See, leprosy starts off with just a little small white dot. Just a small dot on your hand. And it grows into leprosy. You know, social drinking. You know, there's a lot of churches today that support social drinking. If you know anybody that goes to any Baptist church or any other church support social drinking, you need to tell them to get out of it. That's against God's word. And I'm telling you, it leads to alcoholism and destruction of the family. And then drugs today. You see, across America, you know, they want to take marijuana and they say it's all right, you know, it's just a drug they want to legalize. Just legalize this drug, it's okay. Won't hurt nobody. But you see, it leads to addiction. It leads to addiction and sin. But if we don't turn back to the Word of God in this country, we're gone. We're gone this day. But I'd like for you to understand the condition of this sinner now. The same thing condition of a leprosy, but the condition of this sinner, you see the compassion of the Savior, and then you see the change of salvation or a charge of salvation by Jesus Christ and also commandment of the Lord. As we see this today, the leprosy, as I said, it starts off with this little small white spot maybe on the leprosy. And as we starts off this white spot, and then it grows into a little sore, and then begins to spread all over his body or her body, the sores begin to come. And the sores begin to fester up and have festers upon them. And then it spreads into their vocal cords and have a harsh voice and they cannot hardly talk. And it keeps progressing on and then it attacks the outer parts, the extremity of the body. Their fingernails begin to fall off and their toenails. The hair comes out, eyelashes, ears begin to be attacked by this leprosy and be eat up and become off. They have sores all over the body. They begin to weep over and they can't hardly walk. They lose the sensitivity of their body and feel pain. They can step on a nail or cut their foot, a sore. They don't feel it. Their fingers begin to fall off and they eat away at the fingers and their toes, maybe their nose and their ears. And then it even gets worse. In that end of a few years, they're nothing, it's just a pile of slime and just a bag of bones. They just collapse and just kind of melt away. A very horrible, horrible, if you ever read about leprosy, a very horrible, horrible way to die. Just collapse. And that's what it does, sin does. And a person starts turning from God. A person has come into this world, children as they grow up and they reach that age of accountability. And their mothers and fathers not concerned about them because everything's going good. Once they reach that age, they know they're rebellion against God, they begin to walk away from God. And this sin of leprosy begins to start in their life. And it begins to eat away. Maybe small at first. Maybe they start off with just a little story or two. Maybe then they might start off with maybe stealing something, crime. It goes further and further and further and further. Sin does the same thing as leprosy do. That's what it is, a picture of sin. And it says there in verse 12, full of leprosy. That means he's at his last stage of leprosy. Like sin, it begins inward, but it spreads outward. It always starts in the heart. From time to time, my watch quits. The hands on my watch quits. I say, well, what's wrong with my watch? And you know, usually it's not anything wrong with the hands. It's on the inside. Usually my battery's dead. You know, that's what's wrong with sin today. It's not on the outside, it starts on the inside. Leprosy always started on the inside also. We need to understand what it really does to us. All type of sin today. We have all type of disease today. So Ebola, another type of these viruses that come, they don't know where they come from. I read where they was trying to trace back where this Ebola come from. They feel like and they think they have found out that it come back from a cave, maybe in Africa. They're not sure where it really come from. There's so many different diseases today and the viruses they're not sure about. But I can tell you where one of this virus come from. It's called sin. Originated in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sinned, that's where it originated. This sin of leprosy that we have today is spread to mankind. Whenever Adam and Eve sinned and that gate of Eden was opened, and they was asked to be dismissed from that beautiful place that God had made them because of sin. When that gate was opened, all the horror and all the sin of all disease of all time come flooding out of the Garden of Eden. You ever watched on television, maybe out there in Texas or somewhere, where they have these big old caves and they have, at nighttime comes these bats by the millions, it comes dark, they just come flooding out, so dark you can't even see the sky, just come flooding out. That makes me think of the picture of what Adam and Eve done when they opened up the gates of Eden because of sin and all different types of disease and viruses and all everything that mankind has known of today and the sickness that we're going through today, it come flooding out of Eden. Because of sin. And all this cure we have today is Jesus Christ. Oh, they may have cured some type of disease, polio and smallpox and other, but you see, there's always another type of sickness and disease always steps in and takes its place. We don't know how many more sin, how many more diseases out there, but they keep flooding out. Deadly plagues to all of us. And the cure, all this cure we have today is Jesus Christ. You see, the sin of isolation, men from man. The isolation that we have today because of sin. Sin separates man from man today. Did y'all know that? And man from his family. Did you know there's a lot of men today, women also, with sin in their life, and it has separated them from their family? Come Thanksgiving time, of the great time of have fellowship. Sometimes families are split up and they cannot come and they will not come for Thanksgiving and the great Christmas and the fellowship we have because of sin have separated them from their family and their loved ones. That's what the sin will do to mankind. It will separate man from man. Sin isolates you from the ones that you love the most, from mothers and children and their fathers being separated because of the loneliness and isolation of sin. Did you see there's a lot of people in jail today? There's a lot of people in prison today, and they're separated from their loved ones, their family, and their friends. You know why it's because of? It's because of sin. They're separated. That's what sin will do to us. Leprosy isolates us, and no person has the cure for this. They will contaminate someone else as leprosy would. They cannot see the loved ones. But not only that, sin separates man from God. This leprosy of sin separates man from God. As it does that, you know, you cannot have fellowship with God. There's a lot of times that people will not come to church and have fellowship we're having this morning because of sin in their life. It may be their relationship with some woman, some man, they have a relationship together. It's not legal. They won't come. You see, sometimes they won't come because they don't want to give up their beer. They don't want to give up the things that God says you need to give up. But God says for them to come just like you are, I'll do the changing. You see, they try to change and be godly, and they can't be godly because, you see, they're crippled, as I done told you. You just need to come, and Jesus Christ is straightening out. But they don't want to come, and they're separated from God because of sin in their life, and they don't want to give up sin. They love this old leprosy of sin, and they will not leave this leprosy of sin today. As we think about this, it separates us, man, from God. And it says, you know what? It was full of leprosy. The miracles of curing of this leprosy, no man-made cure, only Jesus Christ. Only way that you can be cured from this leprosy was Jesus Christ. Sin separates without the love of Jesus Christ and his shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. As we continue on, as you see this leprosy and continue with sin, there may be some here this morning. You may not be saved today. And if you're not saved, you see this separation of man and God continues on. And you're separated today, but not only today. If you die in your sins, you'll be separated for all eternity. It keeps going on, this leprosy of sin. And there will be no reunion for you and your family if you die in your sins. You will never see your family if they accept Jesus Christ and you have not. You'll never see your mother again, your father, if they're saved and you're lost. It separates you, not just in this life, but the life to come of God. And the great separation is in the life to come without Jesus Christ. But we see this man, he was full of disease, it says in verse 12. Full at the end of his time. No salve, any type of man-made chemicals would take care of this leprosy. You see, today as we think about it, church membership will not take care of your lost condition. Church membership, just being joining a church and being baptized, is nothing but salve, and it won't cure leprosy. There's a lot of people that try to put church membership in a place of salvation, and it won't work. They're still in their sins. That is nothing in the world but salve on leprosy, and it will not heal. You need a new birth. You need a new heart. But not only that was he just full of the disease, but it says he was full of devotion. Even this leprosy man was full of devotion. It says there in verse 12, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face. Now that's devotion. And besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. He had devotion in Jesus Christ. Seeing him, fell on his face. He heard about Jesus. You know, we talked about that Wednesday night. I hope you was here Wednesday night. People heard about Jesus Christ. You've heard about Jesus Christ this morning. And he heard about Jesus Christ. He said, well, this Jesus Christ, I've heard about him. He walks on the water. He heals the cripple. He gives sight to the blind. Maybe this Jesus Christ can do something for me that nobody else can do. Maybe he can heal me, this leprosy. You see, he fell on his face because he'd heard about Jesus Christ, and he knew that Jesus Christ had the power and the compassion because he's heard about this. But then his discernment, Lord, if you will, You can make me clean. The only hope he had was Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, if you sit here today and you're in a lost condition, the only hope you have is Jesus Christ. That's the only hope that you have, is Jesus Christ. You might try to be good, but you're ungodly. You might try to do what Christ done in the Bible by example, but you're ungodly. Only hope you have is Jesus Christ. He says, you know, if you will, you can make me clean. The sermon he would. Jesus wants to make you clean and change you. He says, come just like you are, but you will not remain like you are when you come to Jesus. He has the power to change. You see the condition of this sinner. But then he comes to the Savior and the compassion of our Savior. He still has that compassion today, and he's reaching out today just like he reached out 2,000 years ago to this leprosy. He's reaching out to you today. In verse 13 it says, and he put forth his hand and he touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Communication by touch, a touch. You see, the day, if we reach people today, it's going to have to be by a touch. We're going to have to be in contact with people if they're saved today. Today, it's easy to sit here in this church and say that we love people, but it's another thing to go out and touch leprosies of the world around you and I today. It's quite another thing, but I want you to listen. That old song says, he touched me. He touched me. That leprosy said, he touched me. Do you think about the impact of that little short verse? He said, and he touched him. The impact of that statement. Because you see, it's been several years now because the Bible said he is full of leprosy. He had to be isolated. He had to be in a leper colony. He could not go in the city. He could not go in the temple. No person can touch him. Nobody could sit down where he sat. He was isolated. The law forbidden anybody to touch a leper. And he could not touch anybody. Nobody could touch him. But then this touch. How many years it been since anybody touched him? I don't know. It took at least 8 years, according to history, for this man to be full of leprosy. Psychologist tells us today it's very important to touch your children, to give them a hug, no matter what these books that people wrote tell you, don't touch your kids or don't hug your kids or whatever they say. Psychologists tell us it's good to hug them. Miss Winnie can tell you it's good to touch kids in that nursery after they're born. It's good to touch them. You know, kids knows that. And it's good to touch them. You know what? Me and my wife didn't have to read a book. We like to touch our kids and hug them anyway. We didn't have to read a book about it. These young mothers today, they got to read a book to find out how to what to do. I want God to tell you what to do. Take care of them. Give them that touch. Give them that hug. Let them know you love them. This touch, what it meant to this man. How long had it been since another person had touched him? This man, when he thought he had leprosy, that spot on his hand, a few days he had another spot or two, he went to the priest. The priest says, you are a leper. You must go to the leper colony. He says, well, I'll go back home and I'll pack my clothes and I got three little kids. I got three little babies at the house and youngins, and I got my wife and my mother. I go back and I'll hug them and kiss them and I'll tell them bye. I got to go to a leper colony. Priest says, nope. You cannot go home. You can never touch your child again. You can never allow that child's little hands to feel your face ever, ever again. You cannot hug your mother. You cannot come in contact with your dad. That beautiful grandchild that you have, you can never have
any relationship with that grandchild. You can never touch that grandchild. You must go right straight to the colony. You are unclean the rest of your life. Never be able to hug mama no more. Never take those three darling children that you have and hold them in your arms and give them that hug. Never see them grow up. You must go immediately to be isolated in a leper's colony. And then for 8 years at least, for 8 years, this man, no one has touched him. Can you imagine a touch? No one has touched this man for at least 8 years. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Love expressed, always displayed, and it reached out. It says that Jesus touched him. Can you imagine what he felt when some other human being touched him? Jesus touched him. Did you know you are a leper today without Jesus Christ? And you need that same touch that he touched that leper 2,000 years ago. You need that same touch today. And he's the only one can touch you. But I want you to understand, as I done told you, if you are leprosy in the sin without Jesus Christ, and you die in your sin, and your loved ones, your family knows Jesus Christ, you see, you will never be able to touch them again. You'll never see them again, because you will have no reunion in a place called heaven. You'll go to a place where all sin of leprosy goes, to a place called hell. You need a touch from Jesus today. We need to understand what Jesus Christ did to this man. He wants to do for us all. You see, Jesus Christ had compassion on this person, and it's very personal. You see, Jesus Christ comes in to every one of us, and it's personal to you this morning. I'm talking to this whole congregation. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God is speaking to this congregation this morning. But Jesus Christ is talking to you personally. Mama, do you know Jesus? Daddy, do you know Jesus? Didn't ask you if you was a church member. Didn't ask you if you've been baptized. But do you know this man called Jesus? Are you saved? Because you see, if you're not and you die in your sins, you go to a place that's called hell. Jesus Christ had compassion, very personal compassion. He's got this personal compassion on you this morning if you allow him. But not only that, it's very personal. He got a purpose behind every time that he touches somebody. Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. You see, Wednesday night we talked about this nobleman. Heal his son from long distance. Jesus Christ come a long distance to heal you this morning if you would just allow him. But he comes with very powerful compassion this morning. Powerful enough, no matter what you've ever done, he can forgive your sin. And you see these little babies we have around here this morning? Do you know when these little babies was born into this world? They was born without no past. And if you're born again this morning, you will not have no past. It'll all be future. Because he's powerful enough to forgive your sins. Do you want to be saved today? You see, it's very powerful. In verse 13 said, and he put forth his hand and touched him and saying, I will, and he be clean. And immediately the leper departed from him. Immediately, the powerful word of God. The Bible says where sin did abound, grace much more abound. No matter what you have done, no matter how you've lived, grace much more abounds. Wipes it out and cleans it forever and ever.
Is there anybody in here who would like to have a new life and start all over again? Jesus Christ is ready to touch you, and immediately, just that quick, if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, He will save you, and He'll give you a new life, that you will not have no past. Your past would have been settled 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. All you'll have is this present and the future from here on out. What He wants to do for you is very powerful. Only Jesus Christ can do that for you. There's nothing that you have to buy back one sin that you sin towards God. You've got nothing. You're bankrupt. You're crippled. You're blind. And you're full of leprosy. You don't have anything that God wants. The best person in you don't have anything that God wants. Nothing in mankind to pay God back for the first little lie that you ever told. The only one sin, and you didn't sin, but just a half a sin. There's nothing that you have to pay back for that half a sin. You try to be godly. You try to be a good father, a good husband, a good wife, a good mother. But without Jesus Christ, you are ungodly. You are ungodly. You are decaying in leprosy day by day. And only the touch of Jesus Christ. Only touch of Jesus Christ. And then look at the charge of the salvation, he says in verse 14. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and to show thyself to the priest and offer for the cleansing according to Moses' commandment for a testimony unto them. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, after he had touched him and said, be thou clean, he was reconciled back to God. Show thyself to the priest and offer for a cleansing. Now see, this is before Jesus Christ had went to the cross. You see, this man could not go in the temple because he was unclean. He could not come to church. He was unclean. He could not go in the temple. He could not go into the city of Jerusalem. He was a castaway. He was isolated. He had to go to the colony where nothing but leprosies lived. He could not go in that temple or the gates. That's what sin does to us. It alienates us from the commonwealth of God. He has to be born again, come nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Restored his relationship with man. Now after this, just think all those years, now he can go and hug his mother. Now he can take his wife in his arms. Now she can hug her husband and those children. Now he can sit down around Thanksgiving table and Christmas celebration because he's come back home and he's clean. Can you imagine what it is? People have been gone a long time. His mother run out. His kids have then grown up now for 8 or 10 years. And they see Daddy coming, and they've never been able to touch him. And now they see him coming. Can you imagine what a relationship he had? Can you imagine a warm homecoming that that man had? You know, our country went through several wars, World War I and World War II, especially in World War II when our soldiers went overseas. And sometimes, you see, they didn't get to come home like they do nowadays. They was gone for several months and months and months. You've seen the pictures how the, whenever the ships came back or the planes unloaded, the ship come back, hundreds of people was there. And to meet their loved ones they hadn't seen for months and months and months. They hadn't touched. No relationship. And then all of a sudden, there they was there. And flesh and blood, and how the relationship with mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and kids and relatives come and hug them. And the relationship they had together. This is the way the leprosy is, and this is the way it is when a sinner confesses that they need Jesus Christ and they come back home. They come home to their mothers and fathers. They come back home to know that I'll be with my mother and father and my family members and my loved one forever and ever in a place called heaven. Now think about it. This man restored relationship with man. The blood, as I said before, Jesus Christ went to the cross. He told him to go show himself to the priest. Now, as far as we know, no one probably has never been cleansed
because there was no cure for leprosy. Moses made a law given by God. In Leviticus chapter 12, go home and read it, and I'm going to read some verses of Scripture and tell you exactly what he told him to do, because Jesus Christ had not been to the cross yet. He says, go and show thyself to the priest for a cleansing, a ceremony of cleansing, that he might be able to go back to his family, his loved ones, his friends, go back into the city. And it says there in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper. In the day of his cleansing, he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take from him, that is to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean, cedar wood, scarlet, hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in earthy vessel over running water. As for the living bird, it shall be taken, and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop shall be dipped them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that it be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. Here's what he said. Here's where the cleansing. As I said, Christ had not been to the cross. You get to the priest. Priest didn't know what to do except go back by the law. Never done this before. You go get two birds. You take this little brush out of hyssop, scarlet, this little brush that they use for a lot of cleansing. You kill one of these birds and you cut its throat and let the blood go in this basin with water. Now you got a live bird. He takes this leper out. He's got this little brush made out of scarlet. He takes this brush, carries him out into open field, and he takes this brush and dips it in this blood, and he sprinkles that leprosy seven times, and he sprinkles this living bird, and he lets him go right over the head of this man that was cleansed of leprosy. And as this bird flies up, the blood off of this bird that was sprinkled begins to flow down and drop on this leprosy. And he understands the flow. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He understood what Jesus Christ had done for him. He understood what the blood was all about, how that blood had cleansed him. And I can tell you that's exactly what he wants to do to the, if there is a person here this hour that's full of leprosy and sin, has never accepted Jesus Christ. Daddy, mama, if you want to do something for your children to understand what God says, I want to make you clean. I want to make you whole again. I want to give your children something that you cannot give them. You know what that is? Jesus Christ can give them a Christian mother and father. And if there's a child here that needs Jesus Christ this morning, you've never been saved, you know what? He wants to give you something that you might give your mother and father. What is that? Cleansing through the blood of Jesus, a Christian child. Husband and wife. You see, there may be some household here today. The wife may be saved, the husband lost. Might be the other way around. I don't know. But you know what Jesus Christ wants to do to that family? He wants to reunite them in the blood of Jesus Christ. He wants to bring them together in Jesus Christ. But let me tell you, sir, you cannot love your wife as you should love your wife unless you are saved. Wife, you cannot love your husband as God intends for you to love your husband unless you're saved. I want to tell you, mothers and fathers, you cannot love your children or your grandchildren like God intends for you to love them unless you're saved. Because you don't see the importance of eternal security if you're not saved. You're blinded, you're crippled, and you're full of leprosy, and there's no cure for you. The only cure is the blood of Jesus Christ. To make it known through a public open relationship with Jesus Christ that I want to be saved. Do we have anyone here today? Do we have anyone here today that wants to come to Jesus Christ? You see, Jesus Christ is reaching out now. And whether you realize or not, he's walking up and down every one of these pews. You see, and he's asking, you know, this leper said, if you will, Jesus Christ, you can make me whole. If you will, you could. Jesus Christ said, I will. Now he's walking up with those nail-scarred hands by the Spirit, by the Word of God to everyone in here. He stops at your pew. All right? Do you want me to touch you? Do you want me to touch you? Go ahead and shake your head. Pull your arms back. Stick your tongue outside of your mouth. And you walk out of here without the touch of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, mother. And what'll happen if there's no tomorrow? It'll be too late. But somebody want to make it right with Jesus Christ today, we fix to have a song of invitation. Brother Ray, as we come to the song of invitation. You see, I know, and this is my privilege I get for preaching the Word of God, because see, I know it's not my preaching. I don't have no power. The power comes from Jesus Christ and the Word of God. You see, I know that the Word of God is not going to come back void. It set out to do what it was supposed to have done this morning in this place called Pleasant Hill. In this congregation that heard, it done exactly what it was going to do. But it's up to you whether you reject it or you accept it. Do you want to accept what Jesus Christ has talked to you about in the Word of God and the Spirit of God this morning? You might already be a member, but that ain't got anything to do with salvation. No, sir, that won't save you, church membership. That won't save you. Because you see, it's a relationship, not church membership, that saves you. Now, you see, God wants us to have three homes. He wants you to have a family home. You see, because God put forth a family, that's the oldest institution of mankind in the Garden of Eden. He performed that first marriage. He wants you to have a family home. But not only that, if you're saved, he wants you to have a church home. But not only that, he wants you to have a heavenly home. There's three homes. It's all up to you. Jesus Christ gave you the most important thing that you'll ever have in your hands. The most valuable thing you'll ever hold in your hand. You know what that is? That is your soul and its destination to where it's going. He gave you that soul. Here it is. What you going to do with it? I done what you ought to do. I laid mine in the hand of Jesus Christ for safekeeping. I don't have to worry about my soul now. Jesus Christ is the keeper of my soul. But I tell you something else. Those little kids, those grandkids, the one that's so precious and darling to you, you see, they're going to spend somewhere for all eternity. They're going to spend somewhere for all eternity. You know, it's up to you to give them the fabric that they might weave their own commitment to Jesus Christ. Mothers and fathers, as we stand now with a song of invitation. Just as I